Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Pete!
I'm actually not high maintenance.
It's you. Bad.
These girls have got my back. It's common. It happens. It's the way they were born.
Ready? You all right?
What?
You just strolling in a baby grow.
Oh my God.
Is that acceptable?
What? This is like comfy loungewear. Absolute knob.
A comfy loungewear.
Onesie.
I've never seen, not in all our years together, have you strolled in a baby grow as if it's normal?
Because it's new.
Is it?
Yeah, I wear them in black, but you just don't obviously notice.
I do notice. No, listen, I'm here for it. Anything that hugs your figure nicely, I'm into, but it's just a baby grow. I wasn't expecting it in the afternoon. Looks
well,
great though, babe.
It's nice ice grey. It's just a comfy. Comfy.
Stunning.
All good. I just.
And you could shut up, Ross. He's laughing at me as I enter the room. It's not good for one's confidence. Or, you know, this is the therapy crowd. We should be.
I'm laughing with you,
not each other.
We should be empowering each other, not taking the absolute pee.
Listen, with a figure like that, babe, you can wear a baby grow any time of day.
Cheers.
All right, well, we're firing, eh? Hello and welcome to the Therapy Crouch with me, Peter Crouch, and the beautiful
Abby Clancy.
Yeah, and we're going to take you through a therapy session.
How's the week been, guys? What have you been up to?
Oh, we've had a great week this week. Busy, as usual.
Yeah, busy, yeah. Football's back. I've been doing the football quite a bit, haven't I?
Yeah, we've had a great week, busy. Pete's been doing Champions League. I've been busy with the kids. Been on a bit of a health kick this week.
Oh, aye.
Actually, I can't even hold the mic in this hand.
How is your arm? Abs broke her arm as well. Forgot to mention that.
How did you manage that?
In boxing. I broke my arm.
Broke her arm. She literally came off, Pete, I broke my arm. I was like, look that broken to me.
No, honestly, it's swollen. I can't even really use it that well. I had an x-ray. And it's not broken, but it feels broken. So I'm just taking
Thank
it
God,
as broken.
It's not broken, yeah.
I've had a sling on all week. So when you were a kid and you used to love just going into school with a sling on, I used to always do that. Did you?
Yeah. Like, why when you're a kid, you always have a sling? Like,
you love a bandage.
As soon as you're an adult, you just don't have a sling ever, do you?
Yeah. Lib loves, like, if I, like, go in like the bandage box and Lib will go like just decide one day can I wear a bandage for school on her arm or her ankle. So yeah, I've had my bandage on all week, but kind of annoying because it's stopped me in my tracks on my health kick. So that lasted a day. But no, it's been a good week and I'm excited to get back on the couch. I love these days.
Same.
We're all enjoying it now, aren't we? You know, we're in the swing of things and I look forward to these sessions.
It's relaxing.
It is relaxing. Anything that has pissed me off this week? You know, do you want to get into the wine club now?
Yeah, we can get into the wine club. Where's the wine?
Okay. Oh, nice Sauvignon Blanc.
We won't drink until Dublin anyway.
Well, we're not, but we've started this game now. We've got to finish it.
To the cause.
Cheers, babe. All right, we'll get it off your chest first.
You go first.
It's not necessarily about you, but it's about, I suppose it's about your organisation of the room.
Excuse me. I just need to stop you right there. I spend my life organizing things.
Yeah, but this, you've let yourself down on this occasion. Just because it's the cats. It's the cats are in our bedroom. The dog's downstairs, I get that. But you've put a litter tray and a food and water in our bedroom. So, you know, whatever happens in our bedroom, you know, if we're relaxing, in the
sleeping.
Bath, sleeping.
Sleeping.
You know, there might be the odd occasion where, you know, things may progress.
We're bonking to a beat.
Well, it always seems to be like when you're doing any of those things, I hear the rustling of stones and you just...
I would never have sex in front of our cat. Let's just put it out
Is that
there.
Why you put them in the bedroom?
Yes.
Honestly, every time you hear this rustling, this like rustling of stones and you just think to yourself, cat's having a shit.
You just go...
and you know it's having a shit. You can hear the noises and all that. It's like, of all things, the bedroom's the sanctuary.
Mm.
Why is a cat shitting in the bed next to me, in the bedroom next to me?
I've just told you why.
Dad, how many? We've got a lot of room. Oh, you've told me. Is that true?
I'm joking. No, our cats are 16. We've had them since we got together. And they're really old. Like, baby doesn't even go out now. She can barely walk because she's just a greedy bitch. All she does is eat and sleep. She just sits there. And they're terrified of the dog, so they don't come downstairs. And I just thought our bathroom would be... Well, they never used to have a litter tray. They used to always go outside.
They're outside.
To go to the loo.
Yeah, they're not like house cats, are they? So why
no, they go outside for the loo. But I think just getting up and down the stairs is too much for baby now. So I had no choice but to put the litter tray in our bathroom. But we're getting the bathroom done now, so it's like a building site. So the litter tray's in our room, and I know it sounds disgusting and unhygienic, but it's not like I leave the litter tray with excrement in it as soon as they go to the loo. It's changed. It's not just like poos and wheezing.
I'm just watching Netflix, you know, like reasonably like chilled, and there's a hot steaming shit literally next to me in the bedroom.
You know, what
horrific.
The worst thing
absolutely
is
absolutely horrific.
You know, they'll like, you can hear them like rustling around in the cat litter, then they'll jump our bed, and then you'll hear and then they'll just vomit a full hairball on our bed. It's just outrageous. And you just think, you know, I love my animals so much. But I suppose it's almost like having a baby where they can't, you know, go to the toilet for themselves. And then the opposite end of that scale is like a pensioner who becomes incontinent.
But they've been out for all their lives, haven't they? They've been out.
Yeah, Maggie doesn't do it. It's only baby. It's like, and, you know, Pete's got more of an issue with me because he's obviously not as keen animal lover as me. Like, I rescued a dog this yesterday, actually.
Why?
That was a mad one. I just walked in, there was a random dog, blind dog, in our kitchen. I was like, what have we got now? What's going on? Rescued it, didn't you?
Yeah, so I was coming home and I just saw this little like brown figure in the road and I was like, oh my God, what's that? So this little dog was visibly distressed. He was shaking and his eyes were like covered in cataracts. You could tell he was blind and he was an old dog. It said Martine on this name tag. So I was like, that to the dog, Martine, Martine. It's trying to bite me. So I was terrified. And then one of the neighbors drove past and it was this guy in the car. And I was like, can you help me with this dog? I said, I really want to help it, but I'm scared that it's going to bite me. And the guy was terrified. He wouldn't get out of the car. I was like, it's a fucking chihuahua. Like, I know I'm scared, but I'm a girl. Like, you're a man. You should just help me with this dog and like be a Viking and just grab it. Or, you know what I mean?
Be more rip.
He reluctantly got out the car and stood there and done nothing. But anyway.
Bit more Vin Diesel.
Yeah, a bit more Vin Diesel. So I got this little dog. Managed to call the number on its tag, and the woman was hysterical on the phone. She was like, oh my God, I lost him in the woods at 1 o'clock. It was now 5 o'clock. And she was like, thank you so much. So got a lead from my house, put him on the lead and brought him home, and he made friends with my dog. But I felt so proud of myself.
Yeah, no, that's a good deed for the day.
You know, because we've lost a dog before.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. They're part of the family, aren't they?
Yeah, well, my mum's dog went missing and then got ran over and killed. Didn't have a good ending, but it was so traumatic. And this woman, when she came to the house, she was like, hugging me and crying, and it was just, I felt amazing.
No, so, good deed. Good deed done there.
Yeah, so that was nice.
But you are getting away from the subject. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not my fault. What do you want to do?
No, it's amazing what you've done there, but...
What do you want me to do about it?
I think we need to move the cat litter tray somewhere.
Well, when the bathroom's done, it can go back in the bathroom. It's lovely having a nice relaxing bath with the aroma of cat shit.
Horrendous, honestly. These animals. You know what's going to happen when the kids grown up and all that?
No diptyque fragrance can mask that one.
You know, when the kids are all grown up, you're gonna get like animals that are gonna tie us on you to home.
I'm getting Libbit puppy for a birthday anyway. I am.
You're not, because I'm gonna put my foot down. But very often, not very often, I do that.
Baby, it's not the '50s. I can do what I want.
I'm the man of this house. I'm the captain of this ship.
Master.
We'll see when he's like, "Oh, it's so cute," and he's like, "Come on, Papa! Come on, Papa!" It's happening.
So happy with the resolution to that wine piece, or?
Yeah, we'll just move it out. Ab will move it back in, and then we'll just continue to live like that.
I don't want it in the room. Let's just be clear here.
Well, why have we got it in the room then? It's mad. Ridiculous.
Well, I love my carpet, don't I? I don't want any crap on my carpet. So I just thought the marble would be a better place for it to go on, as opposed to carpet, because sometimes they don't quite make the litter tray. And if it's on the cream carpet, then...
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like we resolved that, but...
Cheers.
Cheers anyway.
I feel like this weekly wine club is just a bit like, let's just drink throughout our pod.
Well, it gets us loose. Do you know what? Like, doing that wine club there, we've got so many people have sent in some incredible wines about their husbands. So...
About their husbands.
Yeah.
I was just
going to
say, about their husbands.
Well, no, there's a few from men as well, but they're mainly from women.
Are you trying to pigeonhole us all to being moaners?
Yeah, the listeners have sent in some wines, some good ones here. Here's the first one. Hi, I love the pod. My wine is, my boyfriend never compliments me. Only criticizes.
Hey, sister.
He only criticizes everything. I get my hair, my nails done, always make an effort. He only comments when he doesn't like something. Why are you amening this? Are you joking? You get compliments all the time, constantly. I haven't finished the email. If we go out... If we go out, I get dressed up and nothing. I'm not asking. Don't be nodding your head like that. I'm going to come back to you.
It's a common problem.
I'm not asking to be complimented constantly. The odd nice comment would be nice occasionally. We've been together for 6 years and it's getting worse. Once in the last 2 years, he said something positive. It's from Anon, Spanish.
Got this Anon, sir.
So many from Anon.
Bit of a question hogger.
No, you know what? I give you compliments all the time.
Like, no, you don't.
All the time.
I've just walked in, you laughed in my face.
Yeah, but you had a baby grow on. That's not my fault. No, I say to you, even on this podcast, I've said, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So shut up, Pete. You always have something like negative. You never go, thanks. Literally everything I say, eyes are gorgeous. You're a liar. Every time I compliment you, you shoot me down with something. So I'm like, fuck it. Constantly getting in trouble.
No, I think this is a common problem, Anon. It's just annoying. Like, I think it is to do with like being with someone for a certain amount of time. Like, they forget like how good looking we are. They forget, like, you know, because you're just used to each other.
No, I, you know, I, if you went I on a first like date,
you'd be like, oh, like, if you walked into the room and I didn't know you, I'd be like, ooh, or and vice versa. But I think when you're with someone every single day, you kind of forget to do that. I think it's so important to compliment each other. I always compliment you.
What did I say to you
yesterday in the car, do you remember? You look gorgeous today. Puts a little smile on your face.
It really does. It really does.
Spring in your step.
A little spring in his step. He goes, like that in the mirror.
Still got it.
Yeah. I do. And still I like that. It makes
it's
me happy.
It's a lovely thing, I think. you know, to
but it is annoying when you're like getting ready to go out and you come down and you're like, you've been getting ready for like an hour. And they come down, I'm like, hurry up, will ya? Not like, oh, you look amazing, babe.
I don't think I've ever done that. Like, I might be rushing you, but every time you come down, I always say to you, you look gorgeous, you know, unless you don't.
No, yesterday you said to me, what are them shoes you're wearing? Do you remember? Which one? The Birkenstocks, the man repellers. You were like, oh God, what are they? Pete just wants me to wear like a strappy platform, like at all times.
Is that an exact quote?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
A strappy platform. No, I think I compliment you.
And my fleece dressing gown, you're always ripping me for that. Do you know I threw three of them away today in the bin?
I don't do that. Listen, I'm only joking with that. You know I'm only joking. I don't mind you the fleece dressing gown.
It's my blankie.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you want to hear another wine?
Yeah.
My wine of the week relates to my boyfriend's clothes, although the four is a common theme here, isn't it? Like,
these girls have got my back. It's common. It happens. It's the way they were born.
As the men can't be arsed. They listen to me, but they can't be asked to email in. Yeah. God, I got loads of wires. I just can't be bothered to email.
Yeah, it'll be like, that's okay. I've got a wine, but then he'll forget about it.
I'll deal with it.
10 minutes later.
We've been living together for about 2 years, and upon moving in, I bought him a man basket. Basically a basket where he
Masket?
Can put all his shit in and can sort when he has a moment. Basically, so somewhat looks slightly more aesthetically pleasing. Instead, he chucks his clothes on the floor right next to the basket. I'm confused and also worried. We are 2 years in and he still doesn't understand the concept of a basket. One that I was so kind to even introduce to him in the first place. Mm. So she's bought him a man basket. He throws his clothes near the basket. That is something that a lot of men do. I remember my dad doing it. My mum going mad at him for
it. You do it as well. And it's like the dishwasher. They just leave it on the top, take it from the table to the dishwasher, but doesn't put it in. Like, it's just blows my mind.
Do you know my thinking behind that?
It's like watching half a film, just turning it off.
My thinking behind that as well is like when I take the plate from the table.
No, because you're scared in case the dishwasher's clean and needs emptying, I reckon. And you're like, I'm not going to empty that.
I'll leave it on the side and exact opposite. I'll be so proud of myself. I'll be like, done that for you.
Oh God!
I'm good to it.
A massive grin on my face. Like sometimes I even like rinse it a bit. I rinse it, and I'll put it next to the dishwasher.
The only
and go like,
you've rinsed is me.
I'll put it next to the dishwasher and go like, got you, babe. I've done that for you,
lazy twat.
Thank me later.
I've done that for you. I am. That is poor, yeah. I agree with that. I don't know why men do that. I don't know why they can't finish the job. You throw it sort of near the basket. It's poor, really. Mm. I agree with that.
Any more wines?
Yeah, my girlfriend moans. Here we go. Here's Kyle. Here he is. Hey. Come on, son. My girlfriend moans at me to save money and keeps on and on. But then decides to book weekends to Milan and Iceland, even though we have 4 other holidays booked this year. How do I stop this crazy lady? My pockets are going to be empty out there.
I tell him to get another job.
How would you help this
man? Stop being selfish, Kyle, and get another job and work harder.
Now, this is hard on Kyle, this. Like, she says you've got to be sensible with money, but she's booking holidays constantly. How do you rein in? It's like race day, Jack. Remember?
I'm not the person to ask on this one, sorry.
Yeah. neither am I.
I've got a shopping addiction.
I haven't got the answers. I've been trying to rein you in for 16 years.
Yeah, but at least she's trying to do something for both of them. He's probably just trying to spend it on like going to the pub or something.
It's a difficult one, that, isn't it? I think it's a difficult one to navigate.
In my experience, any spare bit of money spent on an experience is well spent.
That is literally my quote.
Oh my God, you have never said them words to me.
Oh my God.
You might have said, I'd prefer to spend my money on a trip, but you have never said
you're
that.
You're literally repeating my words.
No, because I've changed it because you would never remember what jumper you bought, but you would remember that time you walked up the Spanish steps.
I can't believe
that. I cannot
believe you're saying that.
These are words of wisdom.
That is literally what I say to you. I say, you're spending the money on things that don't matter when you can go and have an experience and a memory forever. like holidays and that kind of thing. It's like always been what I enjoy. And I said to you, like, why don't have
what things are you referring to?
Or clothes or, you know, cars or...
I haven't even got a car.
I'm talking about like...
I've got a car, but like not one that I'd say, oh, I've got a car. Not bothered with cars. Things,
you know, like jewellery.
I haven't
instance.
Got any jewellery
like jewellery, I'm totally... I am totally against jewellery.
I know that.
Nonsense. God. It's a load of nonsense. It's like...
Don't I know it? Don't I absolutely know it?
It's like complete nonsense though,
isn't it? To go to Claire's every week to get me something.
Nothing wrong with Claire's. It's a load of nonsense. I think you can have, you know, get a nice watch. Yeah, right, great. But you don't need 20 watches. Get a nice ring. Great. You don't need like 20 rings.
I don't think you need 20 watches, but you do need 20 rings.
You don't at all.
You've only got 10 fingers.
You don't.
You have two on each finger.
No, no, I don't get it personally.
Yeah, but you can't just because you don't like jewellery, you can't say it's rubbish. It's like, for me, I think having golf clubs is stupid.
No, but think of the enjoyment. I can travel the world.
Well, you
play
can't.
Different golf courses.
You've had your golf
all
trips
you can
this
do
year.
With a ring is put it on your finger. That is literally what
and
you can
like
do with
it.
And
get like this
all day. All right, good luck, Carl. Okay, I don't know who this is from here, but I wonder if any other people have this issue. So I'll dish up my dinner, and if my husband is doing something, I'll say, your dinner's on the side. He'll stroll into the kitchen and be like, is this mine here? Like, who else is it going to be for? That's not yours. I made myself two dinners and left your raw ingredients in the fridge. He does this with any kind of situation.
I honestly hear this.
Makes me rage for some reason.
I could absolutely kill you when you say things like that. How many times have I said to you, Pete, just stop a second and...
I hate that when you do that. Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop a second.
I go to him, just stop, babe, for 1 second.
You treat me like a three-year-old. You know,
and think about what you've just asked me.
You know that, right? So, for instance, this dinner thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? So, I would do that. But do you know why? Because I'm about to say, you know, is this mine here? It's just a thing to say, like...
A boring bit of conversation.
I know that's mine, but I want to say, yeah, that's yours. And then I can say, oh, thanks for that. That's so nice of you to make that. Thank you. That's why I would say it. I know it's mine, but I'm saying it. So then I can say, oh, that's so nice of you to do that.
Okay, so let's change this then. So if I'm like, Pete, do you mind putting these bags in the car? And then we'll walk into the hall or something. And then you'll go, are these bags supposed to go in the car?
I love this accent. This is my voice.
And then I'm like, yes, Pete, I've just told you that. You're like, so would you go, thank you for reminding me, darling. So your theory doesn't work.
It's just something that you just do. Do you know what I mean? You just go, these bags here, like I'm saying it basically to myself.
Well, keep it to yourself, future.
I don't know why that annoys women. It's ridiculous.
It's just a thing.
Filler conversation,
isn't
it?
You just fill in the gaps. You know, like you say, I take these bins out. Are these ones here?
No, Pete, the ones that are on the fucking roof.
You know what you have to do?
Literally what I'd say to you. I want you to say, Pete, can you take the bins out? Watch these ones that are full to the brim.
What is this?
The empty bins, babe. Just take the empty bins out. Do you know what I mean? Infuriates me. I'm totally with her.
I know it does. I just don't understand why you would get so aggressive.
Because my dad would never say that. Because he's so switched on.
I know
on.
Loads of men that say that. He would say that.
My dad wouldn't.
These bins.
So my dad wouldn't even be asked.
Could you take the bins out? And he just went, oh, these bins here? Like, no. You're just saying it to yourself.
My dad wouldn't even ask to put the bins out because he's so on it. He'd just know to do it. Like, he's like a real man in that sense.
A real man. Oh, my God. Do you know what, Sue? She wouldn't give him grief. That's why he takes them out. You know, he would just go and take them out.
On his way to the pub.
Getting nagged every day.
On his way to the pub, yeah. No, I've never asked you to take the bins out, really. But if I have, like if we've had a party or something, they're overflowing. I'm like, Pete, before you go to golf for the fifth time this week, can you do you mind taking these bins out? And I'd be like, of course, babe. What bins is that?
What is that face and voice you keep doing?
So gormless.
Do you know how derogatory that is? Do you know how?
I know, but I like doing it because it winds you up.
Go on, do me again.
Babe, do you mind taking them bins out, please? Sorry, babe. What bins are those? Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
That is outrageous.
I like it. But you are quite...
Do you want me to do you?
Yeah, go on.
Pete! Can you take the bins out, please?
Do you remember when the lights went off? Like, the electricity went when we were in that villa? And then you said you were sitting down and you went, counted in your head, 1, 2, 3. And then you went,
it's amazing. Do you know, I've got another wine. I've got to get off my chest. It's the shouting through walls. I don't know if anyone's, you know, wife or, you know, or husband does this, but I just don't understand it. Like, I'm downstairs, right? And you'll shout from the bedroom, right? So there's one wall. There's obviously the whole downstairs. There's another wall. And I'd be like in here. And you're shouting at me and then getting angry if I don't answer. Right? So I can hear you.
But why don't you come then?
So I'm expected to come.
Yeah, because I want to show you something.
No, it's every day. There's always something.
Pete, come and change this cat litter.
I think it's one of the rudest things that you could possibly do.
Yeah, but I'm not being rude.
No, I think it's one of the rudest things. I think...
Do you genuinely think I'm a rude person?
No, I don't think you're a rude person, but I think that...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's rude.
I've had a few high maintenance comments on our...
What, on the pod?
On our...
Oh, go ahead. Listen, they're getting to know us, babe. You're going to get a few of them.
I'm actually not high maintenance.
Are you mad?
Yeah, but...
Are you insane?
Yeah, but it's not like high maintenance where you're like, oh my God, I can't stand her.
No,
It's like an endearing... It's like an endearing high maintenance.
Has anyone ever had an endearing high maintenance?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, well, I am. It's not endearing. It's just high maintenance. Do you know what, babe? You know, if you've got a top, top Ferrari, it's going to be high maintenance. It's going to cost you. And, you know, you're going to have to look after it.
Nice analogy.
Maybe some skin for that one. Oh, that's actually...
Arm.
No, it's this arm. I enjoyed that. Weekly wine.
Nice.
It's good fun. Nice addition to the pod, I think.
Yeah, really was.
So let's talk about our wedding, the big day. The day the old ball and chain got fitted. How was it for you, big boy?
Well, I feel like you're taking the piss there. For me, I had a great day. My friends, family, everyone connected to that wedding went to it. Still talks about it to this day, and we got married in 2011. That's a long time.
Yeah. Were you nervous or were you excited?
I was not. Well, I didn't realize how nervous I was until I was actually standing there.
You know, we only had 100 people there. It could have got bigger, but we were quite ruthless with our guest list. So everyone we invited to our wedding, like we've had parties where we've had to invite people that we don't really hang around with, but our wedding, everyone who was there, we wanted there.
Now let me take you inside the Crouch wedding, right? We got married at Stapleford Park in Leicestershire. We wanted to get married somewhere else, but that was perfect because it had everything there. Like we went down on the Friday, played golf with the lads, and they had a golf course there.
We wanted a venue where everyone could stay, didn't we?
Church was on the grounds, wasn't it? Mm. You know, everyone could stay. It was like the girls stayed in their own cottage and the boys stayed in sort of the main hotel. When everyone was arriving, like you went down to the cottage, didn't you? And you all got
down there. Obviously, because we had a baby already, like Sophia was 3 months old. So it's kind of, tradition was out the window in that respect. So I wanted to bring a little bit of that back. So I wanted to kind of like the girls to do things and, you know, not sleep together the night before the wedding, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Pete didn't go to sleep the night before the wedding. He decided to do an all-nighter the day before the wedding.
So exciting though. You know, when everyone turns up, you haven't seen them for ages, all the lads, you know, your mates and everyone's got busy lives and everyone just kept arriving and, you know, it's like
you're trying to make it sound acceptable. It wasn't acceptable. My brother was coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning because he had a school prom. And obviously he had the school prom and he was making his way from Liverpool after that. So like Pete's excuse was like, I've got to stay up. I've got to wait for John, which is just a barefaced lie. He was just having too much of a good time.
Yeah, I had a crack, you know, like, and we were drinking the night before the wedding and I didn't even realise, but then it started getting light and I was thinking, oh God. It's late. I'm having a great time though.
I was in bed. I was in bed with my mom, my nan, and Sophia, baby at the time, and I heard like laughing outside. So I like, ran to the window and looked out the window, and there's Pete, 3 of his mates, our John, my other brother Sean, all in the suits, my cousin. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I've slept in. Everyone's ready to go for the wedding. I was like, Mom, get up. My mom was like that through. What? 6 a.m. still up. So I was just like,
I saw her at the window, right? So I've gone, I've legged it back to the room. And as I've legged it back, I've run in the room, got back in and pulled the covers over me like that, right? And anyway, I've gone, oh, and then she's come through the door and I've looked out, I've gone,
she's come through the door?
I've gone, all right, babe. Oh, you okay? Not as if I've been asleep round. She ripped the cover off me. I had shoes, a full suit, and a bottle of Peroni under my hand like that.
I was so upset. I was
nabbed.
I was so upset. I don't even think that's funny. I don't know. You can laugh.
No, it's not funny. I know. I wasn't laughing either. I didn't.
And I just thought the whole wedding was ruined. Then it started to torrential rain, and I was like, oh my God.
After that, like I remember you saying the wedding's off.
I was like, I'm not marrying yet. I said, you know, that's totally disrespectful. We're getting married. We've spent all this money. We've got all our loved ones here. And you're carrying on woeful outside till 6 o'clock in the morning. And then as I was like stormed out and I was like running through the hotel, like all his mates are like all coming down for breakfast at the golf stuff. I'm like, hi. I was like, fuck off. Running past them. So I was so upset. You were like calling me all day when you were playing golf, weren't you? Just trying to apologise. But obviously, I had to let it go. We were getting married at 4 p.m.
Which was great, you know, 4 p.m., you know. It's a 6 o'clock finish. It's 10 hours till the wedding.
And luckily, Pete doesn't get hangovers. So if that was me, I would have missed my own wedding because I can't do that.
No, it was... I apologise for that. But, like, in my defence, I was incredibly excited about seeing, you know, people I hadn't seen, you know, my uncles and cousins and, you know, your brother, your people that you just haven't seen and you're just having such a good time. And then obviously it's like the wedding before the wedding, isn't it? And then we had a good time anyway. And then the next day...
An incredible barbecue, didn't we? And everyone was having food and drinks. And
it was so nice.
Then I left and we went with the girls. And then obviously the morning of the wedding was actually quite chilled.
Yeah, because we didn't get married till 4 o'clock. And I'd recommend that. Like if anyone's... I think that's a good time.
Everyone got up, was quite chilled, all having like a leisurely breakfast. Everyone was like so excited and happy. And then we had all the girls all together getting ready, like hair, makeup, all the dresses all together. It was just amazing. my auntie was having a freak out that like everyone wasn't going to be ready in time and everyone's going to get the makeup done. And it was such a magical day. Like, and everyone felt special, like getting, you know.
I had my best mate, like, was my best man from school. And then all my other mates from school as well, like sort of 5 or 6 of us. And they're just useless. So I remember we had a beer and all that. And then I just remember going like, because you're supposed to get in the car together with your best man, aren't you? And then go down. And I was just like, Greg just left me. It's on my own. And none of the lads, they were just down there already.
My bridesmaids left me. My bridesmaids left me as well. I came down with my nan was like in her 90s at this point. We got her the most incredible suit. My mum had blown all her hair and tonged it all, did it all gorgeous. And I remember getting in the car with my dad was like, "Are you sure you want to do this? I can give this driver 20 quid and we can take you back to Liverpool." I was like, "It's going to cost more than 20 quid to get to Liverpool."
20 quid.
But I remember just getting to the church. The flowers, you've never seen anything like the flowers. Like Rob Van Helden did the flowers. It was just like something out of a movie, wasn't it, Pete? Yeah. It's just incredible. And I walked down and can you just hold that glass?
Why are you balancing it like that on the cushion? Lunatic.
Because I don't want
to. I did that, how would you feel?
But I won't spill it.
It's making me nervous.
I'll hold it then. So as you went into this chapel, the seats were facing inwards, so everyone could look, but you weren't looking at the back of everyone. Everyone's eyes were on me as I was walking.
It was amazing.
In.
Like cheered like that. Like
yeah, it was beautiful.
It was nice. Different.
Yeah, and I remember walking down and just walking in and just screaming.
I remember you. Like, I was standing at the altar, and Abby was. You were giggling the whole way down, weren't you?
I know, because I get that nervous.
Like a nervous giggle,
and it felt like that aisle was like a mile long, and I just wanted to get to you, like to safety. At the end, I was like, "Ah!" Do you remember?
Yeah.
Nothing really matters, does it? Other than, you know, it's so special to just do your vows and be married. You don't really need all that. But
the party was good after. Let's be honest. As soon as we came out of there. It was all systems go, wasn't it? We had a...
Can you remember your vows?
Yeah. I remember writing them.
On the day, probably.
The day.
Were you writing them on the day?
Yes. I didn't know what to do then. I wrote them on the day because I just wanted it to be fresh.
Did you write them by yourself?
Yeah. I wrote it all by myself, yeah. I think I'm quite good at writing stuff. Were you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were good.
Were you happy with mine?
Yeah, very much so. But you know, bizarrely, we got married officially the night before.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Did you?
So like it was just us.
And
officially went married. And then the next day was like just the service for everyone else really, wasn't it? Which was a lovely way to do it.
Yeah, because I think the church wasn't like legal to actually marry someone.
So we did the legal stuff before.
So for everyone who was there, They thought that obviously we had the priest. It was a real wedding to them, but we actually got married just together the night before. And I hadn't planned a dress for that. And I was like, oh my God, do I wear my wedding dress? And then you'd see the wedding dress before everyone else. So I wore like this, like for the nighttime, I had this like long sleeve, little lace backless mini. It was amazing. So I wore that. So now when we look back, the pictures look like really 70s. Don't they look like really rock and roll 70s? Really cool.
Yeah, nice.
Although we've never seen the pictures because no idea what the name of the photographer was or where the pictures are.
Yeah, we just never... I can't believe that. I haven't got any pictures from the wedding, really.
You do.
Oh, no, I don't want them because they'll be fucking horrible. Because there was no such things like
facial. We haven't seen them. She's So I didn't ever see them.
And how did all the speeches go?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the music and stuff, like that. Dion Dublin, believe it or not, threw out all our music for the...
Dion Dublin's family are so talented musically.
Yeah,
like all his brothers play instruments and the piano, guitars, saxes, and incredible singers. So I don't know how that came about, actually.
Well, I spoke to Dion and I knew that he said, look, I'll get the DJ, I'll sort it all out. And Dion sorted it.
He brought his dupes as well.
And he also brought Beverly Knight. He brought Beverly Knight out for us.
Yeah, that was cool.
And she sang.
But the music was mega, wasn't it? Like, from start to finish, everyone was on the dance floor.
Yeah, it was epic. Like, he asked me what we liked and they just nailed it, you know? And it was just, that was just like a stress that was taken away. Like, to be fair, Dion just took that on and absolutely smashed it, didn't he? Mm. It was great.
He was last man standing as well, wasn't he?
Was he?
It was funny. Yeah, yeah. It was funny because the DJ said to me, didn't he? He said, if you, you know, when you leave, it's done.
No, you were like, can you do another hour? Can you do another hour? And he was like, okay, when you go to bed, I'm done. And we literally walked out the marquee and then it went, the music, and you could hear everyone go, boo.
No. He was literally, mind you, we were late though, weren't we? Considering yeah. I did the big one the night before.
My mates went to bed.
They was a bit early, didn't they?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Your mates were so boring on that wedding.
Because they had a big one the night before.
They were literally all in bed by like 10.
They went to bed. Yeah, I think the only sort of, well, there was a few incidents.
Yeah.
You know, that it's always going to happen. There's a lot of people drinking. The main incident was the golf buggy. Do you remember the golf buggy?
I had no idea about that golf buggy thing.
And neither do I until I got the bill for it.
That was you, John, wasn't it?
I was on the car at one stage, but you know, I remember Jason, right? Who's our mate.
Jason's privy to a breaking a golf buggy.
Yeah. Well, he jumped across my lap and I'm in the driver's seat and he jumps across my lap and pressed the accelerator. His face is in the footwell. Right, so I'm driving and he's going, right? So there's no brakes now. So I'm like, Jason! And we're driving this thing around and like, there's no brakes. So he can't even see. So he doesn't know when to take it off or what.
That's dangerous.
So anyway, we managed to survive that. And I went, Jay, I said, don't do that again, mate. We've got away with that one. Anyway, and the next day, it was written off. Right? So I had an inkling that something might have happened. Because they said, look, the golf bug is finished. And you lot had it. And
I said, well, there was that one. Didn't get to, oh, he is a Scouser.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it would normally be the Scousers that got the blame for that. But he is a Scouser.
Well, to be honest, all the people that were reckless on the golf buggy were Scousers.
Who else was on it then?
And me.
Who else was on it?
Sean, John, Jason.
Was Carl on it?
Probably.
Carl and Jay, Marcus.
Yeah, and listen, you know, they were on it.
It's because it was the most fun, that's why. The Scousers. It's not a party, that one.
Say that again.
So to this day, for us and for everyone who was there, they still talk about it as being one of the best parties and occasions they've been to. It was incredible. Great. And it was just having everyone we love in the same room. So happy. Obviously, I think because I'd had the baby just before the wedding, my focus was on the baby. So I kind of lost all of that like stress and worrying. I was kind of got to the point where I was like, whatever will be, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to stress. I'm just going to enjoy it. Because, you know, my attention was on the baby and like the wedding planners like sorted most of it out. So a lot of it on the day was a surprise to me, like walking into that room and seeing the tables and seeing the flowers. Like, I think we had a few meetings with Rob, didn't we? And then he kind of just created this masterpiece.
It was weird. There was like this kind of mist over all the tables.
Oh.
And then the flowers were, you know, I'm not flowers man, you know what I mean? But like they make it. They literally made it. And that mist over the thing, and then obviously like the music player and like coming in, the room looked spectacular, didn't it?
Spectacular. Yeah. Everything was just gorgeous and it was so well done.
The photo booth on the dance floor was a good...
Oh, yeah.
We got the book and some of the pictures are fantastic. Pictures.
Yeah, so it just started off like with really lovely pictures and everyone was like, Pete and Abby, the lovely couple, I hope you have the best wedding. And then by the end, people had ties around their head, like boobs out, like licking each other's faces.
It was absolute carnage.
And then they were all like, we hope you split up next week. Party shit. You know, like it just got from like lovely with...
Progressively worse.
Progressively deteriorated.
They're my favourite pictures of the whole occasion.
Yeah, they were just great and everyone was having a great time.
You know what? They've got some great agony abs today.
Okay.
And they are wedding related. So it might get our memory going on ours a bit. This one is major problem, dilemma regarding bridesmaids.
They don't have pipe up them cows. Honestly. Mine, I'd say like you're wearing this dress. He'd be like, I'm not wearing that. I'm like, you're doing what you're told. End
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it's true. Well, anyway, she goes on. I had a friend that would always have been my bridesmaid, but this year she's shown her true colours. She's now bottom of the list. However, it does feel as though she's expected to be asked to be one, as she's even mentioned about going dress shopping with me. Oh. She's staying with me the night before. And the night of the wedding, we are renting a little cottage, so only me and my fiancé would be staying the night of the wedding. I've tried to be polite and give subtle hints that it's a no, and I've distanced myself a lot from her, but I can't help feeling bad, and now I feel like I have to have her as my bridesmaid. I know she'd be high maintenance and it's always her way or the highway. I hate hurting people's feelings, so any help would be great on how to approach this situation. It's a nod again. It's the same person again.
It is a hard one because I've never been a bridesmaid. Which
don't want to shove up the bride.
No, because none of my friends are married. Literally. None of them. Well, Kaz is.
She got married before.
Well, I didn't actually get Kaz as my best friend. I didn't even go to her wedding because it was when we first got together and I didn't want, I was just obsessed with you. Yeah. I should have went.
Happens. It happens.
Not the best.
Yeah. I still can't believe it to this day. I didn't go. So, and all my other friends aren't married, but if I was a bridesmaid, and this is the God's honest truth, I would just be so happy to be the bridesmaid, and it's the bride's day. I would wear anything. Everyone
bollocks.
No,
if a bride gave you a horrific dress, right? And said, it makes me happy.
But it's not just a bride, is it? If you're someone's bridesmaid, you're obviously a really really good friend. Mm. So
If you said to you, this is the dress that everyone's wearing, and you went, that is horrific.
Yeah, but
how would you wear it?
I would wear it because I'd just rock it. I'd hope I'd rock it.
But I think you would stress to her that. I don't think we should wear these.
I couldn't. Because if you think about my mates who would potentially get married, I definitely wouldn't hurt their feelings. It's not like you just... It's like some girl's dress you're wearing. It's your best friend's, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't.
What would you do on this situation for a non?
I'd just say, look, it's my wedding. I want to spend my wedding night with my husband.
Obviously.
And just for the bridesmaids, you know, she can just say, look, this is how I see my wedding, and you're not in.
I think honesty is the best policy in this situation, which honestly hasn't been the best policy all the time on the Agadiab.
No.
We have told people to lie before. Yeah. But in this occasion, I think you do have to say...
But it is hard because you are hurting people's feelings, but it's her wedding at the end of the day. She has to, you know...
But the way she's talking is like she doesn't want to even be a friend. So I think you do have to broach this situation and be honest and say, look,
we haven't been getting on well lately. I haven't been happy with how this relationship's gone. You know, I want to scale back my wedding and I think I'd love to have you there, but just as a guest.
Yeah, absolutely fine. I think all hell could break loose, but I think at least you'd be nice.
Well, hopefully she does and then she can say, well, actually, you're not coming to the whole wedding.
Bang.
And then she'll be...
Boss.
Job done. Got to the bottom of that one. It's Gary from Burnley. Let's go straight on to him.
Oh God, do it in a Burnley accent.
Don't think I can do Burnley, really.
Burnley.
First of all, love the pod. Your fiancé and I really bonded over the fact that you guys have a lot of the same gripes as each other as we do. But I do have an issue I need your help with. Crouch. Have I gone scouse there? I'm thinking you may be well equipped in this one. Basically, I'm getting married in a few months and nearer the date comes, the more my best man keeps winding me up how much he's going to stitch me up in his speech.
Oh, God. Classic.
I know this is quite a normal thing to do. However, my best mate... He's an absolute lunatic. And it is definitely within his wheelhouse to go well too far with this.
You're actually really... You know,
seems to be getting better.
You know, we've been having loads of messages that Pete's scouse now.
Oh my God. Let's keep going.
Come on, go.
It seems to be getting better. We are both a bit nutty in our youth. And whilst I have never lied to my future wife, there are definitely a few sexy skeletons in my closet. And I was hoping not to be revealed, including a very eventful night in Bangkok, which I'm now concerned could blow back up in my face. Every time I confront him about it, he just laughs in my face and says, it's happening whether I like it or not. And to be prepared myself for a one-day marriage.
Oh, no.
He has been my best friend for as long as he can remember. And now I'm really worried I might have to bench him. What should I do? Thanks, Gary from Burnley.
Of course, his name's Gary. Gary from Burnley. Oh, God.
I took a lot of effort that. I don't even know if it's right. I've been up there. I hope it is right. But anyway.
Kelsey's from Burnley, isn't she? Yeah, that's right. It's a good accent. I like that accent. It's friendly.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd fancy you with that, though.
Would you not? Mm-mm. What if I was Gary from Burnley?
Don't think so.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I'm joking.
It's a nice friendly accent, isn't it?
It is a nice friendly accent. I'm joking.
I didn't really take that in. I was too busy trying to do
Gary.
So
basically, he's worried about getting stitched up by his best man.
What, in the speech?
Yeah.
I think plenty of people have... If you've got a loose cannon of a best man, it can be difficult.
Is that why you pick Greg? Because he's the quietest one?
He's a good lad, Greg.
No, I know you've got like 5 best friends, though. But did you pick Greg because you knew that he wouldn't stitch it because he's like very like polite and...
No, not at all. Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
So were you not worried about getting stitched?
No. At all. Worried about getting stitched?
Not to stitch
bro
me up with.
What exactly. Is it? Was it bro code? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Bro code?
Bros before hoes.
I don't think he's going to stitch him. Surely not.
You'd like to think so, but I think he
Unless
knows...
he fancies his wife-to-be and is trying to break them up.
I think he knows his best mate better than we do, obviously. So if he thinks that he could potentially do that, then you've got to switch him out.
Well, what he could just say is, look, I'm excited for my big day and I'm worried that you're going to tell all our Bangkok secrets to my future wife. So because of that, I'm going to have Mark be my best man instead and you can just attend the wedding because that's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Fair enough. I think that's fine.
I do. Job, right. Gary, sorted.
See you later, Gary.
Gary.
That was
Gary from Burnley.
Cheers, Gary. Right, this one's to you, babe. Hi, Abby. My fiance and I are getting married this summer. We couldn't be more excited. However, we've hit a snag. His little brother is planning to propose to his partner on our wedding day.
No.
The entire family is in on it and they're planning a big proposal at my actual wedding.
They hate her. They
can
hate
you believe
her.
The nerve?
I can.
I've spoken to my boyfriend about it, but he seems to be shrugging it off.
Yeah, because he's weak.
He's a twat
as
well.
No, he's not a twat. He's just weak. And it'll be from the mother. It'll be from the mother. And the mother will hate the daughter in law.
And she's
trying to cock it all
up. Sabotage. He's always been a bit of a victim in his family, you see. To make matters worse, they're planning to use candles, confetti, and even my wedding band. The one I spent so long picking out to play their song.
I thought you meant the wedding band. I thought he was going to take his ring off.
No, the band, the actual band. They're going to play the wedding song. I know I might come across as a bit of a bridezilla, but I've been dreaming of this day my entire life and it's not part of the plan. How can I tell that little wedding crasher to back off? Sincerely, Stacey, 28 from Nottingham.
That is disgusting. That's made me so angry, that story.
Really?
I can't believe no one out of the family has sense checked that and just gone.
Well, I can. It's because they don't like her. That's exactly what it is. Because why would you do that? There's no good to come out of that. Like, let's be honest, it's not even funny.
Yeah, it's not nice. He's going to propose at the wedding day. What, maybe the day after?
No, nothing to do with their wedding. Just stay away and do your own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Valid point.
I just think that's so, like, you know, a wedding is one of the biggest days of your life and she's planning it and excited. She's got all her loved ones there as well. It's literally getting gazumped. It's just awful. But yeah, Stacey, if you don't do something about this, I will. I feel so strongly about
Stacey,
this.
Stacey, get in touch because you've got someone on your side here and Ab will do it. She will come down to Nottingham and
sister.
She will sort this.
I think she should invite everyone round for a Sunday roast. Except the future fiancé.
Mm.
And say, look, this is not happening on my wedding. Because, you know, get them all in the same room. Or set up a WhatsApp group called not, no way, this is fucking happening on my Wednesday.
What name of the group?
No way my day.
No way my day. No way my day.
No, I like your one. Your one was
no,
better.
No, I need to stop swearing.
This is not fucking just... happening on my wedding day group.
Yeah.
It's no, a great, great name of a group, that.
I actually don't know if she's not hysterical crying over this.
Do you know what you should do? We should get Stacey's details right and you send a...
What's his the little a video. Brother called?
You send a video. You send a video to Stacey.
I hate her brother.
And then
she
can put it in there. This, no way this is happening on my fucking wedding day group. And put your video in saying, this is a joke. Don't do this. It's not allowed.
Yeah, but I'd have to be serious because it's absolutely horrific. What's this little brother called anyway? But his name's Dave.
She should just send them this podcast.
I just think it's terrible. This absolutely do you nothing.
I'm not as passionate about it as you, but I don't think it's good. No. But
what
Stacey,
we were getting married, and like all the family was there, and our Sean said, "I'm going to propose to Steph now," and then our whole wedding gets thrown out the window. You're married, and then the whole party is celebrating their engagement. It's so bad.
No, I agree with you.
And it's actually hurtful.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, moving on. Stace, I've got you. DM me. I'll call you.
Okay, so well done, Agony Ab. I really think we're getting somewhere with this and really helping the nation.
I do.
So well done for that. Awesome.
Well, we're normal people giving normal advice.
Yeah. And I think it's really
we're
helping.
We're not experts. It's like speaking, it's like a, take it as like a friend's advice. Which is always the best.
So, do you know something that's been blowing up a little bit on my phone at the moment is Debunk Beats. I can't listen to Swedish House Mafia anymore.
Without Velvet's Rusting.
Daddy's got it here for you. I've had loads of messages from people saying, Daddy's got it here for you and all that. It's killed Swedish House
Mafia. I don't even know what that is.
Well, do you not remember when we did it?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know. Daddy's got it here. You made it up.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a lot of, it's ruined that song for a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm getting at. So
we're not allowed to play songs on the podcast due to licensing.
Well, we can. We just don't want to pay anyone, so we're not.
Okay. But we can. What about Bonkyoki?
Bonkyoki. Bong Beats is the original. But it's been some belters.
No, but I'm saying you can sing. You don't get in trouble for actually singing the song.
No, we can sing it. We'll sing it.
Yeah.
Bonkyoki.
Bonkyoki.
And we are going to set up a public playlist for people.
But
to
we
access.
Are going
to
set up our
a playlist.
Yeah. What's up?
Do you know what I've realised from our listeners? By these song choices, they're perverted. Our listeners are perverted.
I love our listeners. I've got some friends now of ours.
Yeah. Oh, it's shaking all over.
Right, so I've got a few here, babe. Do you want to hear some?
Yeah.
My bonk beats are a Spanish song. My girlfriend's Spanish, so we have them on. But I need to...
I just don't think two music is the way forward. It just actually makes me feel ill. I just...
Yeah, music...
You don't put it on and then go to do the deed. If it's just
Do you know what? Do you know
if it's on.
What the funniest part of that is?
I just think of The Rock.
Do you know what the funniest part of that is? Is when you do go to put it on. And it,
you know what's coming,
it's
honey.
It's the first second after it comes on, I reckon. It's like, what bass do you do? It's like, it comes on and you go... like, do you do a sensual one or do you go... It's on. Because you know what's going to happen. Like,
no, you don't.
So you turn a tune on then go... Or do you how do you get into that next bit there?
I can honestly say I've never been like on a date where they put music on.
No, but I think it's interesting hearing people's bonk beats.
No, but I don't want people to think we've got a bonk beat.
Well, we have now. It's Swedish House Mafia.
Definitely haven't.
Daddy's got it here for you.
Disgusting.
I've got the two best songs for the bedroom. Okay. Says, if you're down to just get down, you've got to go for Chris Brown, Privacy.
Ugh, definitely not.
Yeah, bonk songs. Oh, another one here is quite a popular one. Pony, Genuine, and Freak Me, another level.
Oh, that's such a tune, but not.
It's an absolute tune, right? But if I just put it on and went, Freak me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Freak me, baby. Let me lick you up. and down till you say stop. I think you'd vomit.
I would. Face. And vomit.
Pony, yeah, even now, I think it's a bit much, isn't it?
Riding my pony.
It's like a comedy sketch, isn't it? No? It's not, I don't think it's.
I just don't know who these people are.
Sexual. Very sexual. No, very sexual, but I think it's cheesy, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not. More I'm like not... Marvin Gaye vibes or something, don't you?
Well, you know what? I feel like we've helped a lot of people there. We've chatted about the wedding, which was obviously a beautiful day.
It's nice to think back to our wedding, especially after we've just renewed our vows as well. It's nice to think of our first wedding, where we only had Sophia there to having our wedding with all of our kids present, which was just so magical for them, wasn't it? We actually haven't talked about that one.
No, but yeah, listen, the wedding was great. Hopefully we've helped a few people. The Agony Ave was good. We had a wine club and you wore a baby grow through the whole thing. So thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm getting so many messages. I see these clips. We're going to watch the full episode. So for anyone who doesn't know, we are on YouTube and it's The Therapy Crouch on YouTube. And you can actually subscribe to be notified when the episodes are live. So I recommend you do that because I think it's good.
Thanks for that, Abigail. Follow us on our social media, thetherapycrouch.com. Get in touch.
So guys, if you enjoyed that, we've got so much more content on our YouTube channel. Click here to subscribe and click here for more videos.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.